mighty God. So as I prophesied, as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and bone came to its bone. As I prophesied, I heard a sound as the word of the Lord came, and everything came together. Father, we praise you today because we can, because you empower us to praise you. You're doing a wonder in the entire earth, even now, today. Something great is going to happen today. Today, something great is going to happen. We thank you for the words regarding Moses and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and David and Daniel. And we thank you for those days. And that was them then. But today we thank you for us now. For you do a new thing in the earth. And you're telling us about it. And Father, we praise you for it. And we thank you. And we worship you. And we love you. We glorify you, Lord. You're worthy. So worthy. So worthy are you, Lord, of praise. So worthy are you, Lord, of all the praise. So worthy are you, Lord, of all the praise. So worthy are you, Lord, of all the praise. And all the glory and all the honor. Peace on everyone in this place. Peace on everyone viewing. Peace throughout the earth, the peace of God that surpasses understanding. Peace. Peace on you. Peace. The peace of God that surpasses understanding. Peace on you. Peace on you. Peace on you. You can take your seats this morning. What a great day this is. What an incredible day God has made. Ezekiel said, as I began to prophesy, as I was commanded, he said that the wind started blowing, breath blew. And Ezekiel asked a question when God asked him, or answered when God asked him a question, and God said, can these bones live? And so to you today, remember the word of the Lord is eternal. So to you today, the question is can everything come together? Can those dry bones, whatever they may be in your life, whatever may be going on, can they come together? Can those bones live? Can it be the way it's supposed to be? Can things come together? And keeping in mind, again, as the word of the Lord declares, he's God over all. And everything is connected. And everything is connected by purpose. I love the scripture that says that only the fool will look out and say there is no God, because God says, he said, my divine nature, my power is so clearly seen by everything that is made. So it is so evident and so real and so God and so yes and so amen that I'm going to say this to you. If God didn't exist, then neither do you, neither do I. We only exist by the divine ordinance, by his law, by his commandment. All things, because he is the law of everything. He is the law of everything. God is the law of everything. Let your ear hear your own mouth say that. Say, God, you are the law of everything. He is the law of everything. So no matter how upside down things may seem from time to time, or how they may appear, keep this in mind and you'll enjoy the law of everything, because God is the law of everything. And what that means is he said he created everything. I created everything, God said, for my purpose and for my pleasure. I created everything. And then he said, my word won't return void. Whatever I've said, I'm going to bring it to pass. So God's word will never return to him void, which simply means it's going to happen exactly the way that God said it. And the other layer to life is that God knows more about what makes you happy than you'll ever imagine or ever think or ever endeavor to do to make yourself happy. God knows the law of you because in essence you are the law of God. He created all things by his word, and his word is law. He gave us commandments not so they would be burdensome, because the word says, blessed are those that keep his word, keep his commandment, keep his law, and they're not burdensome to them. Now, how does that apply? How is God's law not burdensome to you? Hear the word of the Lord, because God's doing something. He is doing something within the volume of the word today. He's bringing about something new. I said earlier to my wife today, I said, I hear something new. Not new just because you want something different, but new meaning something we haven't seen, something we haven't heard. It's going to come from behind podiums. It's going to come out. And what I was referring to as well is I said, I hear a new sound in worship. I hear something new. And this is where this revelation of what I heard came from. You know how you may get something and it's just great. It's just you love it. And then you find someone that has something very similar or maybe the exact same item, but theirs has one little extra dial, one little extra something to it. And yours was perfect, lacking nothing. It was perfect. I bought a saw the other day. I'm into tools. I do things. And a lot of these particular saws, I have some that do, they have a little laser on it. And a little light hits right where you need to saw. It just tells you it's right here. The light tells you where to go. And I bought a really great saw. We needed it for some of the stuff we were doing. Or put it this way, it made things so much better. And I loved it until I realized it didn't have the little laser light on it. Now, nothing was missing until I realized there was more. And when I opened it, I went, man, this is amazing. I've never had a saw this nice, this type of saw. This is really nice. You know what I'm talking about, right? And then I looked at Richard's, and his had a little light on it. I don't even know if it was as big and as shiny as mine, but his had a little light on it, a little laser, and I went, mine's missing something. And it really wasn't. It wasn't missing anything, but I saw something different, an addition. Today, prophetically, I heard an addition, and I hear it coming out of you. I hear it coming out of song, very specifically song. It isn't that anything's missing. It's just when you see something that's different, and that's what God's doing in you, Devo, it feels like something's missing, but it's really God doing a new thing. You can do it without. I was listening to worship today, which we often do as we're preparing to come to PFC, and I hear and I'm thinking how wonderful this is, but something inside just said the light's missing, the little laser is missing. Nothing's missing, but something's missing. What do you mean? I saw something, I heard something, it's not here. So although it's complete, something's missing. Or a better phraseology would be, something's coming we haven't seen. Something is making its presentation that we are unaware of. Because God's word is law. His word is the law of everything. And we are attached to the law of everything, because we are created by the Word that is everything. But when revelation comes regarding the law, like I'm sharing with you today, the law that the Word says, blessed are those who, it literally says, this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And that His commandments are not burdensome. Now, in New Generation Covenant, we think of, we don't have to keep the commandments. And you're right, we never did. We never did keep His commandments. He said, you never kept them. And He said, and if you broke one, and you did more than that, you broke them all anyway, because everything is connected. But the revelation in that is that we were never intended to keep His commandments. We were intended to be kept by His commandments. We were never intended to try and make ourselves righteous by keeping the commandments. We were to see the law of everything in His commandments and be kept by His Word because we believed into His Word. That's how David did what he did. He said, I don't have what it takes. I'm missing something. I'm missing the armor and the swords and the spears and the great big guys that are staring me down right now. I miss all that. I'm missing the battle scars, and I'm missing everything that facilitates a good warrior. I'm missing that. But something's coming. And when the Word came out of His mouth, as it came out of Ezekiel, staring Goliath in the eye, and he said, today, what you say about me is actually God telling me what's going to happen to you, because He's the law of everything. And He sent me out here to do what I'm doing because He quickened me by revelation that you're going to fall before me. God's quickening you today by revelation that whatever is standing in front of you, it's not there to frustrate you. It's not there to intimidate you. It's there to reveal to you the commandment, the law of the Lord, because His law is everything. God's Word is the law of everything. Now, I'm not talking about just hearing a word. I'm talking about the Word that He says will quicken you. God can't, because God is holy. Say, God is holy. He's so holy. And the Word says that His righteousness is forever. It will always remain, because He is the law of everything. You are created by His Word, which is the law of everything. By the law, everything that exists, exists under a law, or it doesn't exist. All things exist by a law. Everything you do, right or wrong, is because of a law. Nothing happens by accident. Everything isn't on purpose. You may not intend to run into the bumper of another car, but a law dictated that you were going to. The law of motion, the law of space and time dictated you keep at this speed, heading in the direction at the obstacle that's there, you are going to have a collision. We can say, I didn't see it, He got in my way. None of that matters. The point is, there is a law to everything. There is no accident, because there is a law to everything. There are unintentional incidences, but everything operates according to a law. God is the perfection of law. He is the perfectness. The Word says the Word of the Lord is perfect. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. God can't be flawed. He can't flaw. But He also can't indwell a flawed vessel, because He's holy. And we wouldn't want Him to, because that would mean that we could never measure up to the righteousness that He has created us out of and created us to be. So in order for God to do anything with a vessel, that vessel has to be quickened by the law of His Word. Law of His Word. Quickened by the law of His Word. So you, the earth, is essential to God, or He wouldn't have made it. He wouldn't have made it if it wasn't essential, if it didn't bear the witness of perfect law, of perfection. The earth we live in is what? Perfect. There is no such thing as an imperfect world. There's an imperfect perspective, imperfect actions. And imperfect actions are simply actions taken in doubt regarding God. Doubting God. That's all a mistake is. That's all sin is it is doubting God, acting upon doubt instead of on faith. Because the Word says this is the victory that solidifies all purpose in the world, your faith. It overcomes. What is overcoming? It brings everything into its perfect order. There really isn't anything for you to defeat in the sense of fighting it and defeating it. David didn't really defeat Goliath. Goliath fell to the word and purpose of God. He bowed before the Lord, and God did what he said he was going to do. He transferred power over into David's hands. How? By doing what the king couldn't do. Doing what the king was afraid of to do. Standing in a place the king was fearful to stand. You, we call you the generation God is raising up, the seed of promise. God is raising up to be such a people in a time where things are torrent throughout the nation. Things seem so upside down. Your righteousness is righteous forever, and your law is true. Psalms 119, verse 142. Trouble and anguish may find me out, but your commandments are my delight. This is the word. The revelation that his law, blessed are those that love the law of God and don't find them burdensome. How? Because I don't do them, they do me. I don't try to carry them, they carry me. I don't try to obey them, they show I am created in obedience. I don't try to make it happen. I don't try to bring things into the fullness. He is the fullness of all things. And I am complete, the fullness in him who is the prince, the authority, the power over all laws and all dominions. Why? Because he is the law of everything. So all things work together for good to those who are quickened by the law, not the weight, not the I can't do, the purpose, the perfection, the law of everything. His ways are perfect. His law is perfect. You get discouraged. You say, anguish has come. You know, it's found me out. There's an issue. There's a problem. Things don't seem to be going right. Things aren't, it just doesn't feel the way it seems like it's supposed to feel. I'm not enjoying this moment in time. I'm not enjoying as much as I used to. It's connected to a law. There isn't anything that can happen to you that isn't there to drive the law of perfection out of you. Not you perfect. You're not. You don't have. We didn't make our. You don't have to be perfect any more than you made yourself. But God's perfect law will bring perfection through you. Revelation of the word of the Lord is perfect. Revelation of God is perfect. And what is by revelation? Whatever God indwells, he indwells after he quickens it by his law of everything, his perfect order. Everything is being brought to perfection. We talk periodically around here about not blaming anybody, not men, not women, not boys, not girls, not times, not seasons, not what's his name. We talk about it a lot because it's really not about not fighting. It's about glorifying God because he is so, it's just saying, drop the idolatry, like God said in the commandment. Drop the idolatry and worship God. And the biggest idol to humanity is self. It's the biggest idol. When you overcome you, how do you overcome you? By the law of everything. God, you created me for your purpose and for your pleasure. That's who I am. That's what I am. I'm not going to try and live a righteous life so they accept me, or they accept me. I'm living a righteous life because you have accepted me. You more than that, you made me so you could accept me. You created me, and before the foundation of the world, you said, I am the law of everything, and I'm creating something that will overcome by faith, but not faith in themselves, faith in me. You can't not have enough because he has it all. He is the law of everything. He is the law of faith. He is the law of your joy. He is the law of your peace. I'm walking into Whole Foods the other day to get food. I guess that's what you get there. And as I'm walking in, I can feel, you know how you can feel someone coming up behind you? You can feel they're about to say something. And so I'm just walking and I'm feeling this person as I'm walking into the store, and I feel this person, this guy comes up behind me, and I'm like, he wants to say something so bad. And I could feel him racing up, and as soon as he gets beside me, he says something. He used a different metaphor, but I'll use mine in place of his because it wouldn't be appropriate. And he says, finally, these delightful masks, and he didn't use the word delightful, it's over. Finally, it's over. Finally, I'm happy that it's over. He lied to me. He wasn't happy. What he wanted, he had. Those delightful masks were gone. But he didn't enjoy it. Not at all. He was angry when he went in. He was probably angry when he went out. He wore the mask even though he didn't have it on his face. He wore the burden of the mask. He wore the frustration of the mask. He lived in the past. He didn't know the joy of what he just said he was happy about. He didn't sound happy. He didn't look happy. He kind of stormed literally into, and I'm thinking, that's a, and all I could do was laugh. Oh. Delighting in the Lord. There's a people, an awakened bones of Ezekiel. They're coming to life in the world. They're going to sing songs from a place of real delight, magnifying God. Remember when the Holy Spirit came, the Word says that everyone of every language heard the people speaking. And I love what the Holy Spirit was saying through them, because they told the people what the people who were prophesying in different languages, but speaking one language, but everyone heard them in different languages. Say there was 1,000 people there, or 500, or 100 different languages, and you had a handful of people, and they're saying, we can all hear them in our various language. And they're not those people. They were hearing, regardless of what language they were speaking, they were hearing them speak in their language. And what they were speaking was the wonders of God. The wonders of God. Wonders of God. So we can say, it's a ploy in the world today then. In fact, if the case is, we're supposed to just have our mind set on God, so it's all a ploy from the dark side to try and distract us so we aren't thinking about God, but we're more distracted about the trouble in the world. And that's the man going in the store without a mask, but wearing a mask, saying he's happy and looking like he's really unhappy and not enjoying the journey in. And I'm confident he went out with the same tone as he walked in with. Because there is nothing by any means that can distract us. Because God is the law of everything. So all things are signifying the will of the Father, whether we like it or not. Everything in earth is coming into order, whether by judgment, by destruction, by revelation, by building, by new, by old. If the old passes away, it is a sign, it is a witness, it's a testimony that God is bringing something new in its place. Everything is in the order of the law of everything. That's why the word says all things work together for good. But you don't know that. You can be the guy walking in the store without a mask, free, but bound by the mask, because you're remembering how it used to be. Or you can say, this is the dawn of a new era. This is the dawn of a new day. This is the word. When Jesus came, he said things deliberately. He said, what I'm doing is fulfilling the word of the prophet Isaiah. I'm fulfilling the word of the prophet. I'm fulfilling the words of the prophet. I'm coming saying, just like God said to Ezekiel, can these bones live? He said, Lord, that's in you. And God said, prophesy. So Ezekiel said, as I began to prophesy the word of the Lord, there was a sound. There was a sound. There was a movement of the Spirit of God, and he said there was a rattling. I mean, bones started leaping up and down on the ground. You could see dust moving. There was a dust storm because of the bones leaping up and down. It wasn't just bones rattling. It created what looked like a distraction, like a chaos. But God was bringing bone to its bone. It wasn't the wind that made those bones live. It wasn't the wind that went into those bones. It was the law of everything. It was the word of the Lord that came out of Ezekiel's mouth. That's why God told him, prophesy. Say the words to those bones. Tell them to live. It wasn't wind blowing. It wasn't the dust because of the bones jumping up and down on the ground. Can you imagine a dry, barren place? Nothing but dirt. You know what happens when you step? Dust goes everywhere. It's so dry. But it wasn't the wind. It was the word. It was the law of everything. And because God created those bones to live according to his purpose, whether they did or not before they perished, before they died, God said the law of everything is going to bring the perfect order. They're still going to do what I commanded them to do. I just need a vessel in the earth that will speak in obedience by faith, that will recognize my words are perfect. My words are life. Jesus said it this way. He said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit. And they are life. It's like one of these speakers. They have the potential to resonate sound of all types, of all frequencies, beautiful sound or loud noises. They can communicate, but not unless someone puts the voice inside. They have to pick up the word. They have to pick up the sound. They have to administer that word. We are, you are in this generation, those people. But it's not enough to know I'm chosen of God. No, you need to know specifically in whom you have believed. The word of the Lord is you must know that he is God and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You need to know that he is the law of everything and all things in your life, whether you enjoy, like the word says, anguish came, but when your commandment came, delight came into me. So the anguish was overcome, not because you fought it off, but delight overwhelmed the anguish, and delight became my new emotion. Delight became my new inspiration. Delight became what drove me. Delight became the power in my life. Not another battle, not another fight, not when this is over, but what comes out of this? What is seen in this? What's happening in the dust? Bone rattled, bone came to its bone. So as I prophesied, Ezekiel said, as I spoke, not just as the wind blew, as I prophesied, things started changing. What God's law and purpose was came into orchestration. You saw bone come to its bone, and then sinew and flesh came on it, and then it was still lifeless. Then the Ruach of God breathed into the nostrils of those, because God is the law of everything, and his spirit remains forever. And he's so God. He's so great. He's so good. He's so incredible. He's so wonderful that it came alive, and there stood an exceeding great army that God built out of bones because one man spoke the word into them. As I prophesied, as you prophesy, as you prophesy. What shall we prophesy? What revelation God gives you? What touches your spirit? What quickens you? What brings delight into you? Just as Devo testified to today, having no idea what I was going to say, but as he began to speak the word, as he began to praise the Lord, he said, the delight came into me. Joy came back. I feel why I do what I do. But if you remember where you came from, you might not know why you're where you are, but I delight in the right now. That was Moses then, incredible. Abraham then, incredible. Daniel then, incredible. David then, incredible. Me now, incredible. Incredible. That was them then. This is me now, because I understand the law of everything is who he has made me to be. I am the law of everything. He said it. He said, you can do everything, and nothing will be impossible to you. But not unless you have the revelation of the law of everything. He is Lord of lords, King over all kings, Prince of peace. You can't find peace. You can't find it. Stop looking for it. Look for him. He is the everything of peace. You can't find joy. Stop looking for it. He is the joy. He who created you for purpose is the only one that can satisfy your purpose and show you the true intentions of your design. He's the only one. There's no one. Money can't do it. The lust of your flesh only confirms that that is not it. All the lust of the flesh, the pride of the eye, all it does is confirm this is not it. But it confirms it nonetheless, because he is the law of everything. Sin can't destroy the righteousness of God. It just confirms that he is righteous. Enemies can't destroy it. It just confirms he is righteous. There isn't anything, no weapon formed against you will prosper. And his law isn't a weight. His law is your joy. And not a law that you carry, the law that carries you, the law of life. The testimony of the Lord is sure. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The law of the Lord revives you. It doesn't make you tired. It doesn't make you say, this is hard. It's religion. Religious people that don't have a revelation and only have the letter of the law say it's hard to live for Christ. No, it's hard to live without Christ. It's easy to live for Christ because it's no longer I that's doing the living. It's Christ doing the living through me. And the life I now live in this body, I live by the faith of the Son of God who gave himself for me so he could give me himself. This is the life of joy. This is the life of peace. He is the law of everything, which means everything has to, at one point or another, point to the perfect law of liberty, the perfect word and will of the Father. It's not about how much we build, how much we buy. I know you hear that all the time, but hear it with the revelation that quickens you. It's about how much we're built in him, how much of him we know. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He didn't say, people don't want to seek it because they try to measure. He didn't say measure. He said, because I am the law of everything, if you seek it, the moment you see it, you become it. Because his word is not a law over you. His word is a law that quickens you. In other words, you read it and you become it. That's what he said. He said, my law quickens you. My word quickens you. Jesus said, the words I speak, I don't speak words of man. My flesh doesn't speak these words. I know what it is now to have a body. I know what it is to be in a body. I know what it feels like to be tempted, to be afraid or sad or angry. I know what it feels like because I'm tempted because I'm in a body, just like you are because I'm in a body. Yet, I'm overcome by the law of everything. It's not I that speaks. He is the one that's speaking because he is the law of everything. See, all the negative, all the evil and the horrible bad in the world, it's not a power. It's not a presence. It's an absence. An absence from God just proves how God he is and how lifeless we are without him. No evil can dominate. God says the earth is mine, the fullness thereof, the world, and all they that dwell therein. I'm God. I'll be God at the beginning. I'll be God in the middle. I'll be God at the end. It will work out according to my purpose. A lot of people may not enjoy that because they disbelieve and they allow their doubt and their self to be their God. So they condemn themselves because they reject the law. But he's the law of everything. Jesus is the law of everything. His word is the law of everything. What is his word? Jesus made it clear. He said, the words I speak, they're not my own. They're not words. The vibration to the auditory nerve that gives you understanding, what your ears hear, is not what quickens you. The spirit, the words I speak are spirit. And when you hear the word of God by spirit, it brings delight. Whatever God tells you to do, not to do, you know, that's not God telling me to do it. That's God telling me what I'm going to do, how I'm going to act, how I'm going to live, because he's the law of everything, and he's created me after the perfect order of his law. All things, that means me. Say, I'm created for your purpose, for your pleasure. I was and I am created. You will bring about in me your perfect order. See, Paul said, I learned a huge secret here in this life and in knowing Christ. He said, I learned to forget what is behind and to press forward for a mark, a prize, the high calling of God. In other words, I seek the mind of God because in doing so, everything comes together. It coalesces to the will of the Father. I'm not struggling to be right. I just am right. And it's not of my effort, so I can't mess it up because I didn't do it in the beginning. It's Christ that's doing it in me. It's not me doing what I want. I lose the power to do what I want because what I want, I do in self-indulgence. And self-indulgence is idolatry, and idolatry keeps me from knowing the true image that I am. See, when you worship God, then you know the real image you're created after. Until that, you know an idol that God called worthless and lifeless, without breath, without understanding. That's idolatry. Idolatry is just the worship of me. I can do this one on my own. When I'm in trouble and I need help, I'm going to come to you. But otherwise, no, this generation I hear rising up, they have a new song. There's an addition to what they're saying. They feel it so quickened by the word. It's not, I have to write another song because it's what I do. I have to preach another message because that's what I do. This revelation wakes you up. It shakes you like it shook the dry bones. It makes you alive. You can't resist it. There's nothing you can do. You know it's not you, but you get to stand in the place of that life and that word, and you don't worship anything. You can't. Not because you're strong or you're wise. God's revealed himself to you. You know only he's God. You know everything else is a lie. It's not true. It has no body, no essence, no reality, no understanding. But God, the true God, he's the law of everything. And it drives you, it carries you, keeps you, it sings through you, it speaks through you, it prophesies through you, it dreams through you. That's being filled with the Holy Spirit. He said, seek my spirit. Seek to be filled. He said, if you ask me, I'll give it to you. And I won't withhold any of it. Because I'm the law of everything. Yeah, but I've done and I didn't do. Yeah, but it doesn't matter because he's the law of everything. It doesn't matter the mess up any more than it mattered the dry bones. As long as you're willing to worship him and him alone. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. What does that mean? You're the order. You're the life. It's not me that lives, it's you that lives. I'm not resisting, I'm believing. I'm not doing anything except believing what I was created to believe. So I said, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. You find it difficult, you find it hard to serve me, to obey me. He said, come and learn about me. You're not learning about me, or you wouldn't say the things you say. You wouldn't do the things you do. I think we have too many churches. I think we have too many preachers. I think we need more places of worship. And we need more humble men and women allowing the word to speak through them. And because of that, because of too many churches and too many preachers, our world has believed a synthesized gospel, a format based on what we find ourselves capable of and incapable of. So it's believable. I can do that. That makes it easy. Oh, it's not supposed to be easy. It's the whole point. It's supposed to be impossible. So you can then say, all things are possible and nothing is impossible to me because he is the law of everything. And anything he wants, because he's the law of all of it, he brings it through whomever he wants. A dry bone, a stick, a rod. It doesn't matter. Just who will we send? Send me, Lord. Why? Because a seraphim went and took a coal from off the altar and touched its lips, touched his lips and said, these coals have purged you. What happened? He said, God's the law of everything. Doesn't matter what you are or are not. It's not about you. It's about him. Worship God. And when we do, it's like the beginning, Genesis, the creation of time. And God made man and women in his image. In the image of God made he them, male and female created he them. And God blessed them. He's the law of everything. His precepts, the precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eye. That's the law of God. He said, you don't have to keep it, but it doesn't change that it's the way it is. You won't kill. You won't deceive. You won't covet. You won't have idols. Because I've created you for my purpose and for my pleasure. You were and you are created. I hear a new sound. As in the days of Ezekiel's prophecy, I hear a rattling on the soil, and people, their only intention is to listen for the sound that comes out of them like a speaker. I'm in position to hear what God would say. Like Joseph felt when he came before the Pharaoh and said, I'm a voice, I'm a mouthpiece, I'm a speaker. The Father will say through me what needs to be said. He'll reveal through me what needs to be revealed. I'm just a vessel, but the terminology is still upside down. I'm not just, I am the law of everything. God created me. He is the law of everything. And anything he creates for his purpose. He creates for his pleasure. I am the purpose of God because he said so. I am clean through the blood of Jesus Christ. So he prepared me a vessel that he can pour. He can indwell me now because he's the law of everything. If he wants to purge me, he sends his son. His son does the work. And all I do is believe what he's done. How can that be hard? And I was created to believe in the beginning. See, it's religion. Too many churches, too many preachers that fill our minds with religious falderal nonsense that makes serving God so hard. So I said, come out from among them. Be separate unto me, says the Lord. Seek me. Seek the kingdom of God. If you seek God, you know when you hear the word of God, even if you've never heard anything like it before, you know. You know. He's the law of everything, and he created you out of that perfect law. Your law is perfect. It rejoices the heart. Your commandments are pure. They rejoice the heart. They enlighten my eye. What does that mean? I can see life for what it is. I see myself for who I am. I'm encouraged. I'm excited. I can't fail. I live in a perfect world because this world demands that I live by faith. And only by faith can I please Him. So everything has to work together because He's the law of everything. He made everything. And no matter how awry it may seem to go, He's going to use it. He's going to prompt it. Not, well, that's messed up, but let's fix it. No, He's saying everything, if it's going out of order, it's because it's in doubt and unbelief. It's because of idolatry, something that still reveals the perfect law of God. When the wicked are in rule, the people are upset. When the righteous rule, the word says, they rejoice. Oh, the law of God is so good. God's so good. He's so great. He's so holy. He said, no one can come near me. No one can touch me. No eye can see me. No ear can hear me. That's who I am. And yet, I made you. And I sanctified you by the law of everything, the law of perfection. And all you had to do was do what you were designed to do. Just believe without seeing. That's your DNA. That's your makeup. That's your chemistry. That's your design. And the moment you do, you become exactly what I said. Just like the moment Ezekiel spoke as he was commanded, and the bones began to rattle, and bone came to its bone. God created and built a great and exceeding army representing Israel. And then Jesus said, Israel, those that are Israelites are not they that were just born into it, but they that are born of me. The favored of the Lord, the chosen of God, that's who you are. And everything is going to work out perfect when you hear the word that quickens you by the Spirit. All you have to do is stay hungry. That's why he said, if you just hunger and thirst after righteousness, you'll be filled. I just want you to be hungry for me. Be hungry for me. The trends, the traditions, they're going to fall aside. I'm telling you, there is a generation rising up right now. Some are grandpas and grandmas. Some are kids, little tiny toddlers. They're rising up in the earth, and they are going to know how to worship God. It's not going to be a song of effort. It's not going to be a rehearsed thing. It's going to be the orchestration of God's Spirit, just like it was in the upper room. You'll hear them speak right from the Spirit of God. You'll know it. You'll feel it. You'll sense it. The ground will shake. Things will move. And everything today, all the worship and all of the everything that's being done with people with a pure heart, it's simply ushering us towards that direction. But it's like the brand new saw, so cool, so new, so shiny, but it's missing something. That light, that laser that says right dead on the spot. Just look at that light, hit the blade, hit the board where the light is, and that's right where you need to cut. That's where the cut needs to be made. There's a cut taking place in the earth today. God's doing a cut in the earth. He's pruning, he's trimming, he's bringing it together. A generation is going to produce fruit unlike you've ever seen before. Your children will be so strong in the Lord, it will stagger your mind that they will seem like little prophets and prophetess all over the world, speaking, singing, prophesying. You'll remember these days saying, that's what he was talking about. The word of freedom will be a common revelation. There is no God but of God, and nothing else matters. He's the law of everything, meaning his way, the way he orchestrated from the beginning, it's going to come, it's going to coalesce, it's going to unite, it's going to merge into his perfect will. That's my life. And now that I know it, I'm not going to walk in a store without a mask, complaining about a mask I'm not even wearing because he took off the mask. He removed the blinders from my eyes. I rejoice in the Lord. I'm exceedingly glad because great is God that abides and dwells in me. He's waking you up in the morning with a song. He's filling your heart with joy. You're not worried about getting sick or dying or having a disease or someone attack you or hurt you or losing anything. You just know God is covering you. He is the law of everything. Whatever he walks you through, he's going to be glorified in it. And all you're going to do is go from faith to faith and glory to glory. And now that I know that, I'm not thinking about the way it used to be. There's no but what ifs. As Paul said, this one thing I do, forgetting the things that are behind, forgetting the way it was, I'm looking for the way it's supposed to be. This is a generation of the way it's supposed to be. Those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Those that have a heart, see the parable of the sower that went out to sow seed. That parable is all about one thing: discerning the earth. That's what it's all about. Discerning the earth. It's all about discerning the earth. And a sower went out to sow seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. And it sprang, and the birds came and got it before it had any time to even grow. Why? Because it was not sown with intention. Today we're talking about intention. God's intention. This is his intention. No but what ifs, no devil, no demons, no bad people, no anything but the law of God. David couldn't go up and go, whoa, what an exceeding great army. Man, you guys look like seasoned warriors. I am in trouble. No, his brothers had already done that. The king already did that. There's no victory. But he came out and they said, oh, you pretty little boy, I'm going to mash you. I'm going to rip you in so many pieces. Little tiny birds are going to come and pluck your flesh up and take you and scatter you all over the world. And he said, no, I don't see that. I'll tell you what I do see. I see someone defying the armies of God. It's wrong. Because he's the law of everything, and he created them to be here today. So although they may not believe, they're back there. My brothers are really irritated at me right now because I'm a nuisance to them. You might be a nuisance to someone. It's okay. You don't have to be a friend to everybody. Be a nuisance. It's okay if you're a nuisance for purpose. Fitting in makes you not fit. If you take a misfit and you fit a misfit with a misfit, it doesn't fit. It doesn't make it a fit. It makes it a misfit. But if you're annoying because you fit according to the purpose of God, then anything that comes your way is a perfect fit. That's what it means when it says his law is perfect. It makes everything exactly the way it's supposed to be. Everything will come in the order of your will and of your purpose. You created all things for your purpose. For your pleasure they were and they are created. Glorify the Lord in this place tonight. Shout to God. For this is the law of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. It's not a burden. Didn't mean go ahead and do it and just say it's not a burden. No, it meant they are not a weight. They remove the weight. Carry you into a time and a season and a place. We are living in the greatest, most exciting time of all time. David was the one guy that got to enjoy the battle. Everyone else was shaking in their boots, knowing if he misses, if that guy doesn't fall, because now he represents our Goliath. And if he falls, they're all encouraged to devour us. No one's devouring anybody. The Lord is on our side. The Lord has gone before you. In Russia and in Ukraine, I hear voices of praise right now. I see old and young repenting, falling to their knees, worshiping God, glorifying the Lord. You call it a war. Heaven calls it a revival. There's a revival going on in Russia. There's a revival going on with the Russians and the Ukrainians. Eastern Europe, God is doing a work there. There are more repenting today than there was this same time 1 year ago. God is being glorified and exalted, and He will go before His people as He did with David, as He did with Moses. It's not the leader that thinks he's a leader, that thinks that his people are puppets. He is the puppet. God is pulling the strings. The Lord is God. The Lord is leader. And those whom the Lord embraces and brings into His presence, He brings into His presence. And those whom He puts fear in their hearts, He puts fear in their hearts. And those to whom He draws to Himself, He draws to Himself. But know for a surety that He is God and rules over the nations of the earth, and He watches over His people, and He is the law of everything. Give the Lord praise this morning. He's everything. He's everything. He's the only everything. Some say, well, they're rich, they've got everything. No, you can't buy everything. You can't buy anything. You can only buy something. But He's the everything. He's the everything night and day. He's the sunshine, the moon, the stars that hang in their place. He's the everlasting Father. The Lord God Almighty. He's the truth. He's the way. He's the life. He's the rising up of your purpose. He's the fashion of your design. He's the inheritance that you hope for. He's everything all the time. And we know, God be for me, who can be against me? No one, not anything, anytime, any place, anywhere. God be for me, who can be against me? Not anything, anytime, any place, anywhere. He leads me in the way that I should go. He goes before you. He's a light that shines on the path. You know His voice, you hear His voice, and you're not going to follow a stranger. He is the Lord, the shepherd over His people. He watches over you. Hear ears from every place, every people, every nation. The Lord your God, the Lord God, the one Lord, the one God, the only God, the true God. He is watching over you. I hear people saying, if this is what it took to bring my family where it needs to be, God be glorified in it. Prophets are prophesying today. God is declaring His word. You hear the sound and are told about the sound of explosions and devastation. But I see the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit pouring out the Word in spirit, truth, and revelation. I see souls that would have been lost, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I hear God healing, saving, delivering. And after this time, there will be a voice that will echo throughout the land. Hear, O Israel, the Lord God is one God. Idolatry is crumbling and falling. Images of mankind will bow before the presence of the Lord. It will literally be set on fire and burned to the ground, leaving only ashes and a memory of what was. This will be done by the hand of the Lord. He will bring down the evil curtain. He will destroy the mentality that says, I am Lord and I am God, not only in one, but in many. that say we are greater. It is the Lord that is greater than all nations. It is the Lord that is God, and He alone. Praise the Lord and declare His goodness. Hear, O nations of the earth, let the Spirit of God blow. Let the bones of these people that walk in terror and fear, let them know and let them hear the word of the Lord. Send in your voices, O God. Raise them up right in the land, even as you did, as you showed Ezekiel. Let the dust not even settle. Let the voice of the Lord be raised up. Let God show His glorious hand in the way that God, in the way that God finds His glory, in the way that pleases the Lord. Heal the land. Heal the people. Keep the people. Encourage the people. Only good will happen to the righteous and the just. The Lord is turning the tide. The Lord is doing a wonder. Fear not what you see with your eyes. Don't think because man says we advance and we overcome. Know that only the Lord will overcome. And there will be an overcoming by the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. God is doing a wonder in the earth. Give the Lord a shout of praise in this place. He is the Lord of day and night. He is the joy. He is your delight. May the Lord fill you with the Holy Spirit and power. May He quicken you this moment, this very hour. May God raise you up in the spirit of His power and make you a light to the nations that He is Lord of lords, King of kings. God be glorified in everything. Let the believer shout, yeah! Everything is who He is. Everything said and done. I know and believe in the Father, Spirit, and the Son. He's everything, all in one. He's the beginning, the middle, and the end. Yet an end without an ending, a beginning without a beginning. This is true time, and it is saying, in it you will be singing. God of all time without time, but creates time. What time? The time and the events of believing by faith, of speaking the word. In the beginning was not His beginning. He is before all time. He is within all time. He is the end of all time. And yet without an end. In this moment, this time, let it all begin. Even as Ezekiel prophesied, so we prophesy today. Hear, O nations of the earth, and be quickened by the word of the Lord. Come alive, stand strong in the Spirit of the Lord and the power of His might. And God be glorified through you. There is an outpouring of the Spirit of the Lord in the earth today. God is raising up His word. He is the word of everything. Give the Lord a shout and pray. Worship God. Bless His holy name. God is for you. Nothing can be against you. God is for you. Nothing can be against you. There can be no evidence presented in the court of the Most High that can condemn you or strip you or deny you the blessing of God's favor. Because we are justified by the everlasting blood of the everlasting covenant of the eternal Lamb of the living God. And in His name, in the name of the Lord of lords and the King of kings, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, we stand and we declare, you are Lord to the glory of God. And everybody shouted, yeah. say, favor of the Lord is after me. Come on. Favor of the Lord is after me. Why? He's going to make you a witness. You're going to bear witness. You're going to bear witness. Favor of the Lord is after me. He's pursuing me. It's so plain to see. Favor of the Lord is after me. He's pursuing me. No doubt you see. All I have to do is just stop, look, listen, worship, praise, and it'll happen. Favor of the Lord is after me. He's pursuing me. It's so clear, can't you see? All I have to do is just stop. He's the law of everything. And worship Him. Give Him praise. 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 Do His name. Give Him praise. He stays the same. Give Him praise. 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 Oh, give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Bless His name. He is the law of everything. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Whoa, say, whoa, say it, whoa, come on, whoa, come on, whoa, give Him praise, give Him praise, bless His name, bless His name, give Him praise, 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 give Him praise. Oh, bless His name.
Jesus, Jesus.
Give Him the fame.
Jesus, Jesus.
His blessed name.
Jesus, Jesus.
Give Him praise, give Him praise, give Him praise, give Him praise,
give Him praise. Yeah.
Come on. Give Him praise, give Him praise, give Him praise. Come on. Move to heaven. 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 By the word of revelation that God revealed by His Spirit into the heavens, because of the word of the Lord, today we can say, give Him praise, give Him praise, hear, O heaven, give Him praise, 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 hear, O heaven. Give Him praise. Hear, O heavens. Just give Him praise. Hear, O nations of all the earth.
Just give Him praise, give Him praise.
Hear the heavens.
Give Him praise, give Him praise.
Hear the heavens.
Just give Him praise, give Him praise.
Hear the heavens.
Give Him praise, give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise, give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Well, give Him praise.
Oh, give Him praise.
Lift your hand.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Oh, give Him praise.
Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Hear, O heaven.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Oh, give Him praise.
Hear, O nation.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Let's give Him praise.
Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. I give Him praise.
I give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Let's move to heaven.
Give Him praise.
To give Him praise.
Oh, give Him praise.
Let's move to heaven.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Oh, give Him praise.
Hear, O nations. Hear, O heavens, for the Lord God has spoken. For the glory of the Lord is being poured out in all the nations. And anguish found me. And we say of the Ukrainians and of the Russians, anguish found me. Anguish found you. But your delight is in the commandment of God, for He is the law of everything. Be still and know that He is God. We prophesy a stillness that God is heard. The word of the Lord is heard. The glory of the God of all the heavens and all the earth is made manifest and revealed. Hear, O nations of the earth. The Lord God is doing a wonder in the earth. Hear, O nations of the earth. The Lord God is speaking. Hear, O nations of the earth. The Spirit of God is baptizing you with His Spirit and with His power. In the latter days, says God, there will be wars and rumors of wars. Do not faint, but lift up your head, for your redemption draws nigh. So is it even today. Today, the Lord will do a wonder in the earth. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Shout to your God. Shout to God, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto your God with a voice of praise. If you do not know Jesus as Lord, right here, right now, He is the one and only way. He is the only Lord. You cannot keep the law and be right in the sight of God only through Jesus Christ. How else will you do it? Those that are still waiting for the Savior, wait no longer. He has come. He is Lord to the glory of God. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Receive Him. Jesus, be Lord of my life. Give me your life. I am born of you. I am created for you and by you. In Jesus Christ's name, the anointed, we pray. Everyone shout it. Yeah! Give Him praise. 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 Give Him praise.
Give Him praise. Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise. Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise. Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give Him praise.
Give
Him praise. Come on, shout to the Lord your God. All you nations, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Happening right now, not just here, but everywhere. Something's happening right here, because when a vessel declares by the Spirit of the Lord, the word is then the word of the Lord. And when God speaks, His word will not return void, but it will accomplish that which God has purposed. So it is today in the earth. Look and see. It will testify of itself. Give the Lord a shout of praise. We've got to hold on just a little more. Just a little more. God's doing something. He's transforming the inside of who you are. You're walking in free, rejoicing in who He has made you, created you to be. The joy. Joy. Such joy. I know joy. Oh, there's joy. Oh, there's joy. Only true joy. Real divine joy.
Yeah.
Just give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise.
Hallelujah.
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 The altar is open for your worship. Worship the Lord. Sow a seed in the soil of this word right here, right now, today. Those in the house, those that are viewing, come before me, bring an offering, says the word of the Lord. That's what God said. Come before me, bring an offering. Worship me. Worship me. Right here, right now, worship Him. Come on, Devo.
Just one word.
Come on.
Changes everything. Just one word. Changes everything.
Come on.
Yeah. Just one word. Yes, it does. It changes everything. Just one word changes everything. Just one word.
Just one word.
It changes everything.
It changes everything.
In just one word. Yeah. Changes everything. Everything I will praise, with it everything I will praise. Oh, with everything I will praise, with my whole heart I will praise, with my whole heart I will praise. I will lift my voice, I will praise, I will sing, I will shout, I will sound, I will dance with just one word. It changes everything. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Just one word changes everything. Changes everything. Changes everything. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Changes everything. Whoa, whoa. Serve the God who is everything. I serve the God who is everything, all things, all things, all things. He's all things, He's all things. He's making all things new, all things. He's all things, making Him all things, He's all things. I serve the God, He's all things, all things. Is that what you said? He's all things,
all things.
He's
everything.
All things, all
He's
things.
The law of everything.
He's law of everything.
Law of everything.
Come on, give me some more.
That's why I sing.
That's what
He's the law.
He's the
of
law
everything.
Of everything.
Everything.
And everything.
Joy.
Joy.
Love.
Life.
Live. Live. Live.
Yeah.
Gotta praise Him. Gotta praise Him.
Gotta praise
and gotta praise Him.
Praise
Him. Can't help but praise
Him.
Gotta praise Him.
Gotta praise Him.
Gotta praise Him. He is the law of everything. Give the Lord a shout in the house. Give the Lord a shout. Father, we give You praise for the seed, the sower. We pray, Lord God, be glorified as we know You are the law of everything, and You've already set that law in the order of completion and perfection. And we give You praise today. Be glorified in all that we do, in all we are and all we say, for You are the all in all. You are the perfect law of everything. In Jesus' name. You are dismissed. Go out with a prophetic shout.
Yeah.